we've been hearing this morning, there is increasing concern about the rising number of people getting infected with and in hospital with COVID-19 and growing doubt over the final easing of restrictions next Friday, despite one of the highest vaccination rates in the world here. The Taoiseach says he can't guarantee a further reopening. We'll hear from the HSE later. Christina Losher is Professor of Immunology at Dublin City University. Good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning.
We've one of the highest rates of vaccination in the world, but also one of the highest incidents of COVID in Europe right now. Why do you think that is?
So I suppose even though we have a really high vaccination rate, we have opened a lot of the sectors of society over the last 4 to 6 weeks. So we've had a big influx of people into situations where they're mixing with other people, whereas they may not have done that as much over the summer. And we expected that as we opened up during September and October, that our case numbers would go up. But having an increase in case numbers is exactly a surprise, and it still would be less than what would have been predicted in some of the models that were kind of put forward a couple of months ago. So I think our increase in our rates is that essentially we're mixing more. I think we've seen from countries recently like New Zealand, who did really well with COVID, that Delta is very difficult to contain. It's very highly transmissible, and people are starting to move indoors in the last month because of the change in the weather. So I think all of these have contributed to an increase in cases, and mainly it's because our behaviour has changed despite the fact that we are vaccinated. And as Ronan Glynn pointed out yesterday, we still have a very high number of people who aren't vaccinated. So about 370,000 people who don't have two jabs or aren't vaccinated at all.
Yes.
And that's a lot of people in the mix. So if you look at the numbers in hospital and you look at the numbers in ICU, they don't relate to the case numbers in the same way they would have back in March. So we're certainly weakening that link. And most of those are unvaccinated. So, you know, the vaccine is giving us a high level of protection, and those cases are not translating into severe illness and deaths, and that's what vaccination is for.
In your view, should the remaining restrictions be lifted next week?
I think we need to continue.
Hello, Professor Losher.
People have sacrificed. Yes?
Sorry, there was a little bit of a breakup with the line there. You were telling us your view about whether the restrictions should be lifted next week.
Yeah, I do think we need to continue with the lifting of restrictions. I think that our case numbers have gone up, and that was to be expected. And I think actually what's happened in the last couple of weeks is that with the 22nd of October very close by, people have probably started to change their behaviour a little bit more aligned with what will happen on the 22nd of October. I do think that everything we do is about mitigating risk. We can't get rid of Delta. You know, New Zealand have proved that. What I would say is that there's one factor that we've had in place that I think mitigates risk, and we should potentially think about keeping, and that is the vaccine certs. So de-risking the opening of other indoor environments by keeping vaccine certs, I think that will probably go a long way to minimising the impact of opening up. But I don't think that we should be not opening up the venues that we've committed to opening up, because we're already mixing an awful lot. There's not a huge amount more that we can do in terms of mixing. People are socialising again. They're back in work. They're back in the office. They're back in college. They're back in schools. So I think continuing with mitigating risk is probably what we should focus on. And I would keep the vaccine certs. I would again remind people about the benefits of mask wearing and hand sanitising. I myself have seen those have started to decrease a little bit. So I think we need to refocus on the mitigating risk factors.
And we'll talk to a nightclub owner a little bit later on in the programme. Can many, many more people expect to get infected with the virus over the winter? Do we need to accept that?
I think we need to accept that people get sicker in the winter in general. And, you know, people present more to their GPs and will come down with an illness in the wintertime in general. And that's basically because people are mixing in indoor, closed-in environments that aren't ventilated. And that's the way we've lived, you know, for most of our lives. So I think that's to be expected. And I think that what we've seen over the last couple of months is that the wall of vaccination and the protection that offers has stopped the case number progressing to hospitalisation and severe illness and deaths. And I think that if people do get COVID and are vaccinated over the winter, they're likely to be a mild illness that they might have experienced in another winter, maybe with the flu or a severe cold. But I do think that, you know, we are going to expect case numbers to increase potentially over the winter. But we are getting to the stage where there's so many people vaccinated. There's not a huge amount of more people to actually become infected that aren't vaccinated. So at some stage that will level off.
Professor Christina Loscher, Professor of Immunology at TCU, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.